I know people want to hear immediately the results, but I think the effects of this are going to be monitored for the next 10 or 20 years. There aren't immediate effects that are discernible or measurable. We're not seeing, you know, tons of fish washing up on the beaches or all sorts of mutations occurring and stuff that the naysayers are looking for. It's not a question of stuff happening instantly. It's what are the long-term effects of the oil spill? A traumatic experience, for sure. But this thing is just beginning. Our investigations are just beginning. So we have here the Gulf Coast's best collection of research institutes and personalities trying to answer this question. And that was my role, is putting these people together.
So why put your name on this?
Because my background is in fishery science. We raised $500,000 2 years ago through the offering of two T-shirts back into Gulf Fisheries Research work in order to try and find out what the results were of the oil spill and the effects on mostly the recreational fish, the species that we are interested in. And those answers are yet to come out from the symposium, but as I said, it's going to be a long-term prospect, a long-term challenge.
With your hand in everything that's going on, how do you take something like this? Because it's all educators, you know, a lot of people don't understand what they're saying. So how do you take that and tell people what to do and how things are changing?
That's a very good question. And, you know, being a scientist myself, one of the aims and goals of my foundation has been to make documentaries about fish and about fishing and marine ecosystems and the interaction of everything, as well as the people who study them, because those people are not necessarily, as you just said, very good communicators to the public. If you follow fishing journals and you read their publications, you're up to it. You know, nowadays you can go on the internet and you can check out some of the results, but for the most part, the public doesn't have access to a lot of this information. So through our documentaries and symposia and interactions with the public like this, it's a very good way of conveying a lot of the information immediately to people.
Other than getting people to realize what's going on and what you're doing to help the situation, what do you want the results of this to be?
It's a work in progress. It's about getting people up to speed with the current research work. And there's this terrible lag time between research being done and the, you know, all the statistics being collected, analyzed, and then released to the public. And one of the pleasing things about this is how people are planning to increase the rate of delivery of information to the public. Because, you know, you're looking at statistics that were taken 3, 4, 5 years ago that are being presented now, 2 years ago being presented now. We want to accelerate this whole process. It's about coordinating and synchronizing everybody.
So you must see a shining light in the Gulf of Mexico, even with what happened, you know, by putting your first resort in the U.S. on the Gulf of Mexico.
Absolutely. Even though, you know, we're faced with natural disasters as well as man-made disasters constantly. In 2004, we got hit in Grand Cayman, where I live, by Hurricane Ivan. The place was annihilated. I mean, totally destroyed. That hurricane came up into the Gulf and went into the panhandle of Florida, I believe. Terrible natural disaster. And we feared, of course, you know, from the Deepwater Horizon disaster, where the oil would go. Would it come back out into the Caribbean and affect us, the Bahamas? No, it didn't in the end. But in spite of all that, those traumatic experiences, the ongoing attrition from just the very presence of human beings and the growth of the population is something we need to be aware of all the time, and our influence, however small, on the marine environment. And so the best way to get people to be concerned about it is to educate them. You can't do the education without the research work, and that's where all this comes in.